Commentator Stephen Cusisto left the farm country where he grew up, but this memory from when he was 16 in 1971 has stayed with him.
We drove the back roads with the headlights off and the heater turned up. The fields were sown with winter rye. Orchards glittered. 1,000 apple trees stood covered with ice. There would be houses out here that we knew had been abandoned. In the years since World War II, this part of Western New York had been forgotten. There were hundreds of farmhouses standing empty, just waiting for us. Houses dark as artesian wells. We bounced and bumped the station wagon down rutted paths until we found our latest treasure, boarded up and mournful. We stared from the security of the car. Nothing stared back. Inside, we climbed broken stairs to stand in a ruined, moonlit kitchen. We fingered dishes and spoons, a Life magazine with Claudette Colbert, a cardboard box of phonograph records, a red wig apparently made of real hair, a tin canister labeled Parisian Depilatory, distributed by the Sears Roebuck Company, cheapest supply house on earth, Chicago, Illinois. "What's a depilatory?" said Carl. We passed the tin and held it before our flashlights. "It's a laxative," said Jack. "Oh, man, here, you take it," said J.R. He thrust the can into my hand. I held it up to my nose, since my vision wasn't good, and saw the highly stylized face of a Victorian girl with luxuriant raven tresses. There was corrosion where her nose should have been. Carl had discovered a tall, steel-bound wooden steamer trunk and was busily fidgeting with the hasps. Inside, folded neatly, were infants' dresses, a small, pearl-handled brush and comb, a hat draped with poppies and foliage, a man's briar pipe with a tiny egg-shaped bowl, and embroidery, white lace and black. Carl raised the embroidery before his pink face and spoke the signature line of a streetcar named Desire. "I've always depended on the kindness of strangers." One of us had a bottle of whiskey stolen from a father's cabinet. Somebody else had a box of miniature cigars. We were four boys, each in his 16th year, loose now under winter constellations, pretending at recklessness in an abandoned house. Like most boys in 1971, we feared we were cannon fodder. We also read a bit. I'd found these lines by Stephen Spender in the high school library. "Who live under the shadow of a war, what can I do that matters?" We worked our way through the kitchen to the old front parlor. In a corner, under a blanket, we found the Billhorn Telescope Organ, a portable church organ that could be folded into a trunk. It was popular with the circuit riders, ministers who drove across rural counties during the Great Depression. J.R. sat at the dusty keys and worked the pedals with oversized shoes and played Bach, serviceably, with a dead man's cap tilted on his head. Jack hoisted a huge, nickel-plated, deep-blue accordion and squeezed out weighty groans. We laughed like mad. The fear of childishness was upon us. The fear of outfitting ourselves as men was upon us. The fear of foreign wars was upon us. Dainaparamita is the Sanskrit phrase for the perfection of charity. Even teenage boys have it in their oversized, half-awake hearts. We left the house that night and drove by moonlight to our own homes. And we hadn't taken a single thing.
Stephen Cusisto teaches creative writing at Ohio State University.